Welcome to a podcast by Michael Servetus on the Book of the Errors of the Trinity, written in 1531 when he was 19 years old. A rare book. Book 5, Argument. Examination of the Old Testament usage of the words for God, Elohim and Jehovah, shows that both refer to Christ as center of all and essence of all things. Synopsis. Number 1. Elohim, plural in form, means God and His Word. Number 2. But is singular in construction because the Word was God, and Christ is indifferently called Elohim or Jehovah, Jehovah in the law, and Elohim in the prophets. Number 3. The word for salvation, or Christ, is used not with Jehovah, but with Elohim. Number 4. Usage of Scripture shows that Christ is Elohim. Number 5. Our justification through Christ is for those that believe that He is the Son of God. Number 6. The meaning of the name Jehovah also points to Christ. Number 7. He is the Creator of all things. Number 8. As John also shows. Number 9. God is the source of light and the essence of all things. Book the 5th, Chapter 1. The more notable names of divinity are Elohim and Jehovah, the one the name of Christ, the other that of the Father, and of these we have now to speak with a view to a fuller knowledge of Christ. I have interpreted Elohim as meaning God and His Word. And I say more plainly that Elohim was in person man and in nature God. And by this analogy they call great men and distinguished persons Elohim, be they of men or of angels. Moreover, the Hebrews attribute this plural number to the usage of their language, but as usual they quench the spirit. Yet of us greater things must be required, since we know that the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. For this usage was established before there was any other usage, and that it was thus established in this sacred language by God is not without mystery. I say the same of Adonai and Adonim. For it might reasonably have been established for this being, and it can also be employed for other lords, just as Elohim is also employed. Again, that a plural is indicated in Elohim is proved in Joshua, where it not only says Elohim of God, but Elohim, Kedoshim, as though it said holy gods. It therefore cannot be denied that some plural is here indicated. Likewise, in Jeremiah, Elohim Chayim, that is, live gods, living gods. And in Psalms, Elohim Sofetim, that is, gods that judge. This plural, as I have said, was indicated by Paul in Galatians, saying, now a mediator is not of one. And there is this plural because Elohim was then a person, man, and in nature, God. So now Elohim is Christ, man according to the flesh, God in spirit and in power. Chapter 2. It is in the highest degree appropriate to this matter that although Elohim is interpreted in the plural, that is, God and His Word, yet it is placed in the singular construction because the Word was God. In the same way, Christ, as He was with God, is, upon consideration, indifferently called Jehovah or Elohim, for in the law the name Jehovah is not separated from Elohim. Therefore, he who was then Elohim was Jehovah, because the Word was God. And as it frequently reads, no one was Elohim except Jehovah, and Christ himself was Elohim, the source of being from whom emanated all things in the world. But when a prophecy is directed to the Christ that is to come, the name Jehovah is never applied to him. Evidence in support of this matter is in the fact that though the same words are repeated in the law and the prophets, in the law Jehovah is used, and in the prophecy which refers to Christ, Elohim is used. Likewise, Jehovah is thy maker, and thy redeemer shall be called the Elohim of the whole earth. And in many other passages, this usage is found. And Jehovah said, I will be Elohim to you. For the sovereign rule of Jehovah comes to us through the dispensation of Elohim, just as God reigns through Christ, for otherwise Jehovah is a separate name by itself. Again, the reason that chiefly moves me is what the word Elohim has reference to Christ. For all the psalms which the Holy Spirit has in the gospel records interpreted as relating to Christ. And any other passage of Scripture that attribute to Christ a divine name employ the word El, Elohim, or Adonai, especially Elohim. And this Christ himself clearly shows, be still, he says, and see that I am Elohim. And the apostle explained that in the preceding psalm, Christ is said to be Elohim. And in the one before that, he is said to be Elohim and Adonai. Likewise, other psalms before and after all declare that he is Elohim. Thus, Elohim is greatly exalted. This is Elohim. He will rule us forever. Out of Zion will Elohim come with glorious beauty. For that this Elohim here is Christ, who rejects the ceremonies of the law, is plain from the argument of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and Hebrews chapter 10. Again, who that has even a moderate knowledge of Hebrew or Chaldee will fail to know that Thomas did not call on Jehovah when he said, my Lord, my God. Did you ever see this affix, my, added to the name Jehovah? Search then, and let him be ignorant who will. Chapter 3. Again, in another way, it is a mystery worth noting. For Jasha, which means saved, and salvation, Christ, is never joined to the name Jehovah, but to the name Elohim, as in very many passages where, besides the name Jehovah, something about Elohi Joshahih is usually added, which means judge, prince, our savior, saved, and salvation, Christ. And the gospel interprets this salvation as meaning Christ. In the same way, the angel interpreted the name Jesus as meaning savior. To the same purport spoke Mary, following a saying of Habakkuk, my spirit will rejoice in God my salvation. For Habakkuk had said, in Elohim is my salvation. And although Jehovah is said to save because he saves through Christ, yet they are never joined together. It never reads Jehovah Jasha. But what is also worth noting, there is generally an addition about Jashuatho, that is, about his salvation, Christ. And so Simeon said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Isaiah shows me this difference plainly, for in composing the history, the Spirit often suddenly intermingles sublimer things. In composing the history, the prophet is all at once caught up into heaven to gaze upon the glory of the world to come, where they shall see Christ and the Father eye to eye, and shall say, this is Elohim, Christ the Savior. Likewise, when the Father is pointed out, this Jehovah, and we will rejoice in Jashuato, that is, in his Jesus, in his salvation, Christ. For his name is Jeshua, which is also used in the Psalms. Chapter 4. Again, the name Elohim is never put before the name Jehovah, but on the contrary, it always says Jehovah Elohim, so that it not only is noted there that the Word was God, but it can also be explained in accordance with what is to be said, that is, one who forms the essence, or will give the essence, to Elohim, Christ himself. Again, Christ is clearly proved in another way to be Elohim. For since Christ is the Word, no mention is ever made of the Word of Elohim, nor does Elohim send or set in motion his Word, because he does not set in motion nor send himself. But since the Father is Jehovah, he is rightly called the Word of Jehovah himself, and mention is always made of his own Word and his Word. And although mention is never made of the Word of Elohim, yet mention is properly made of the Spirit of Elohim, for this very thing was the breath of Christ. Just as also today Christ sends the Spirit from the Father. Again, the fact that Elohim is Christ confirms what I said above, that man was not made in the image of Jehovah, but in the image of Elohim. You've been listening to On the Errors of the Trinity by Michael Servetus, a rare book.